What's up, y'all? This is your host with the most, so have a toast, Leader Johnson. We are here, NBA Draft from Radio, for Five Religious Sports. On NBA Draft, there have been a couple of articles, a couple of good articles about the five under the radar players. This is a good article. Also, we'll get on the first 14 players, consider them the lottery, 14 of them. We'll get on the lottery, what I think, what NBA Draft from thinks. First, let's go to your first five under the radar players. This is an article on NBA Draft Room. So we'll get right to that one. Amari Moore is the first guy. He feels like it's an under the radar player. He played for San Jose State. And Amari Moore is a player at 6'6", 195, average 17 a game, 4.7 rebounds, 4.8 assists. It's pretty good all-around game. You know, he shot like 33% from three. He has to get a little better defensively. The one right up on him for NBA Draft from is Amari Moore moves like an NBA player. He's got a long, wiry frame, really smooth athleticism. He's one of my favorite players to watch just from an athletic point of view. He's kind of my draft crush this year. At 6'6", with plus length, he's got the size for NBA wing, and I buy his long-term development. That is just half of, you know, it's just some of the part of they have. I'll give you a little bit of it. Then you go to the NBA draft from .com, read the rest. Amari Moore, he's a nice looking player. I mean, interesting. He could get drafted with those type of numbers and that type of size. If his shooting was up, then he'd probably be with those type of numbers, he'd be a first round pick at least, or early second round. You also look at number two on Justin Powell, shooting guard, white boy with a nice jumper, shoots about 40% from three. The right on him is after bouncing around the SEC for 2 years, Powell landed at WSU and had a solid season for the Cougars. If I told you Washington State player who averaged only 10 points a game on 40% shooting might get drafted or signed as an undrafted free agent in the NBA, I don't think you believe me. Powell has at least one NBA skill, shooting a three-point shot, and is also a good ball mover with some creative passing instincts and good decision-making. He averaged less than the one turnover in only nearly 34 minutes per game last season. Good player. I mean, in this league, you know, the way he plays, the type of player he is, I mean, he's a shooter. So it's always some type of room for a guy like that. Another guy, Malachi Smith, shooting guard, transfer from Tennessee, Chattanooga. Smith won't get drafted. This is the write-up on him. Smith won't get drafted. Might not make it in the league, but he's got some sleeper potential thanks to his high-level three-point shooting. Guy been a great three-point shooter his whole career. He had 50% last year. All right, this how they say he's also got a good frame, plays solid defense, and is a connective passer who knows his role and doesn't try to do too much. That's it. I mean, you look at him, I mean, he's a player, he's long. You know, he's 6'4", 205, so he's not a light guy. He's a guy you could put in. He averaged 8.7 last year. He also shot 53% from the field last year. We'll see how that really, you know, go, but he's a guy that could definitely possibly even get drafted. The late rounds, say the last 10 picks, it's just like the NFL draft in the 7th round. It's just those guys could be guys that people take a shot on. Anybody's looking for a shooter. All right, he's not a little shooter. All right, also, Mohev King is the next guy. They say about him, King is a fairly well-known name in the draft circles, but really falls under the radar compared to the three other G League Ignite prospects who will likely be drafted ahead of him. But King has the potential to be a long-time NBA player, probably after another year or two in the G League on his outside shot. Mohev King was the top international player coming into this draft. I mean, sometimes things can put your draft credibility down, you know, your stock. When you are considered a one-and-done player, it's best to go to college, play their year, and stay in the draft talks. Sometimes it's hard to go overseas. It's just hard because you might not get the time. Well, if King, instead of just waiting and play overseas, he went to the G League Ignite. You know, this is now you got to watch where you go, because now you're around more. These are guys who do this every day. These guys have double figures all around you. You know, there are guys that have talent all around you. This is just like being in the NBA. It's just not the NBA, but this is it. This is pro talent. These are guys who rotate to the NBA every day. You're playing in the NBA. It ain't the NBA upper ranks. It ain't the higher ranks of the NBA, but it's the minor leagues of the NBA. So you're in the pros. You're playing with grown men. Some of them been there a long time. Some of them been G League first team 3 years in a row and All-Stars. So that might have took a lot of his hype away. I mean, I still see him able to get drafted. You know, like I say, those last 10 picks of the second round of the draft, see players take, you know, all types of risks on players. The next guy is, Mohev King averaged like 9 points, 4 rebounds. Nadir Hefe is another guy. He's a France player. He can ball. Man got skills, right? But, you know, this is it's a little different, you know. Nadir Hefe is a 6 foot point guard, averaging 16.8 points a game this year. 3.4 assists, 1.3 steals. This is a nice, solid 34% from the three. 84% from the free throw line, 46% from the field. The write-up on him is interesting. He's been compared to Tyus Jones. Here's the write-up on him. He says Hefe is an impact, speedy, talented lefty point guard who put up numbers in the top league in France this season. That's big. He's the type of point guard who can control the pace of play, has good change of speed, and is equally adept at scoring or finding teammates. He's not the biggest player or isn't much of an above-the-rim threat, but he's fast, crafty, and has a great feel for the game. We'll go all the way into this one. He said, he reminds me a bit of Tyus Jones, could develop into a backup point guard in the NBA. I doubt he gets drafted and could withdraw his name before June 12th, but he's a name to know and monitor. Not only in this draft, over the next few years of his development. Yeah, he's an interesting point guard, interesting guy, interesting player. When we get back, man, we got to get more into this in the lottery. Lottery is something to look at. Great players, just a real good. And this is an updated lottery. This is an updated one. It's a pretty good lottery. So we're going to go through it, and we're going to get there right after these, and we'll be right into it. You're like a photo. Some have a last in it. Some have a last in it. So I can take a phrase that's rarely heard. Now it's a daily word. Hailer than normal. Hailer than normal. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Feel I feed, feel I feed. Let's motivate, I wanna see you keep following, swallowing, taking the bait, biting the ball, biting the ball. Step away from frozen, step away from frozen. And as the rhyme gets chosen, follow me, follow me, follow me. Planets are small, the balls are clay, small, the balls are clay. Not even a satellite, not even a satellite. So keep staring, soon you're starting to see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the all. This is a lesson, if you're guessing, let the ball in the hurry. Every step right on, keep following right on. Follow the leader, rock him a sing. Follow the leader, rock him a sing. Follow the leader, rock him a sing. Keep following, rock him a sing. Follow the leader, rock him a sing. Follow the leader, rock him a sing. This is a lifetime mission, a lifetime mission. I listen, I listen. I'm about to flow, I'm about to flow. Cause the crowd says so glad, so glad. Every beat on the blaze, bleed every damn, call an ambulance, call an ambulance. A magnum is a microphone, murdering MC, murdering MC. Yeah, don't. We are back here, Follow the Sports, talk about NBA draft from radio. Yes, we talking players. And Victor Wembanyama, let's start it like that. The Spurs, unanimous. This was the Victor Wembanyama draft. Yeah, 7'4", Durant, bigger KP as the comparisons. That is crazy. It's crazy. Look at that team and what he could do. It's an interesting young core. They got a lot of people. Keldon Johnson, Devin Hassell, Tyus Jones, Devontae Graham. They got some guys. Sokhan's over there. Julian Champagne is over there. Just guys that can grow around Popovich offense. You look at Popovich. He had Parker and Ginobili and Duncan play till they was old. It's coaching. Good-ass coaching, man. It was a lot of that. I mean, Duncan was not effective or even dominant, but was able to be effective in the scheme, and Popovich found the right way to use him when he couldn't be dominant anymore. You know, Parker was still an explosive, quick guard. When he was healthy, he was getting hurt. Ginobili was probably the more healthier person out of all of them. And, you know, he still was able to do things even when he was getting old. It was all about coaching, though, because they weren't all the same players they were. But Wembanyama, you look at his, I mean, the things he can do with Keldon Johnson and Hassell and Sokhan and Tyus Jones, the things he can do now with this guy, you know, he can be a dominant player. You put him in so many different ways. If he chooses to use him like Duncan, but he can use him like Duncan and Ginobili at the same time. It's crazy. The second pick is for the Hornets. Miller was my pick. It seems like it's going around the league now. It's not just, you know, a pick. It seems like that's the pick that everyone's hearing around the league that the Hornets are going for. The Blazers, Scoot Henderson. I mean, but there is other things that can happen. Cam could definitely get picked. Cam's noise in this draft is crazy. And he's the third best player to meet. Scoot is number two. I understand people can argue with Miller at 6'9 and doing what he can do. But no. Sorry, man. Cam has been that guy for a long time. And Blazers, if they choose to say, okay, we're gonna get a small forward, put him next to Nurkic, and you got Jeremy Grant. Okay, next to Anthony Simons, and still feel like they're going to get Lillard, you know, go to bat for Lillard. It's always the Shaedon Sharpe thing where Shaedon Sharpe can play next to Simons. He could be a point guard. He's a combo. You know, you can do all types of things you can do. But it looks like that they're going for their Scoot Henderson role. They still got Nasir Little on the roster. So, you know, that's another guy that can play the small forward position. Maybe they want to go to that point guard of the future. Just living with the fact that he can learn from Lillard for how many ever years and then come in and play. I mean, there's a lot of guys that sit back, learn, play, and then it's your time to be there. Scoot can play almost that Tyrese Maxey role until Lillard rolls out. Be that the other scorer, learning to be that star. Because Scoot has it. Scoot can step in and start, and you let him do what he's going to do. There's a lot of people who could step in and start. I think Maxey, no question, as a first-year player, could have stepped in and started and averaged 20 a game. He just has that. Scoot has it, too. Okay. With the Rockets, it's Cam Whitmore. And I agree. Cam Whitmore, it's been a lot popping up between the Pistons, between the Rockets, between the Pacers. And, nah, man, I mean, it seemed like now the Rockets, and that would be big. You got Jalen Green, you got Kevin Porter Jr., you got Sengun, you got Jabari Smith, and you put Cam Whitmore in there, solidified, I think. And these four picks are what I would say. Now, coming down to the Pistons is different. I think it'll be Taylor Hendricks. It could be Walker. Why couldn't Walker play that small forward position? You know, he could definitely come there and play small forward. But who's the guy they want? The better defensive guy and taller guy, Hendricks, I think, will be the fifth pick. But Walker still has that top five. He's been having that for a long time. But I think it'll be Taylor Hendricks. Be the better pick. Give him a defensive dog, kind of like a Patrick Beverley with offense. No question. At number six, Now, NBA draft room said Jairus Walker. Jairus Walker, 6'6", 248, seven-inch wingspan. Big-time player. At six, the Magic, where would you go? Where's the best pick? Where would you do with this team? I mean, they got so many players. And looking at Amen Thompson, I don't think he passes number six. I think here they go again. They're in the same situation they were when they had R.J. Hampton and Jalen Suggs and Markelle Fultz and Cole Anthony. They're going to go for it again. Because right now, they're not even picked on their guard. Fultz is back. They're big on Fultz. They still got Jalen Suggs. I mean, but do you pass on a talent like Amen who can play 6'6 at the point guard position? Do you pass on him? Who do you go for? Jairus Walker? Do you go for another? What other guard? Do you go for Keontae George? You're going to go for a guard. So who are you going for? Where are you going with this guard position? Do you get Thompson who can play both guard positions? Or like I said, do you get Ford? I always look at this position big. Like, does Nick Smith Jr. come out of the woodworks? He's a guy that's that type of talent. But he's fallen off boards to like the in the lottery, but not he was a top five. But people still like Nick Smith. Will they go for that type of guard? Because Jalen Suggs can play at 6'5". He can play the three maybe. A lot of times you can play threes versus enough to play three in different lineups. Will they go for a guard that can move him to the three to get position as well as the two? But Amen Thompson is a big talent, man. That is a super talent. This is such a crazy problem they have. It's a lot of talent from Branchero to Wagner. They have him and his brother over there. They such a hard problem. Like, this is just it's a different, you know, scenario of a team, of a talent. I mean, at this position, what do you go for? And if we're looking at talent, if you see me looking, and I'm a guy, like, where do you go? I mean, only two guys I would get at this position would be Amen Thompson or Keontae George. That is it. Because those are two different type of talents you're getting. All right, so yeah, Thompson, no question. At number seven, where would the Pacers go? There's so many different positions. I mean, they got Mathurin, they got Halliburton, they got Hill. But would they go for that shooting guard and just say, okay, let's just go for the shooting guard. Here it was supposed to be Taylor Hendricks, but Taylor Hendricks is already gone. So in this position, it's definitely going to be Jairus Walker. You know, you're looking at it, it's not really too many powerful players in there. You got Mathurin. They need a big man. So I think that Jairus Walker would be number seven. He wouldn't leave number seven. It's kind of like a switch up, you know. Jairus Walker is supposed to be at the Pistons. I said Taylor Hendricks. And Walker will be with the Pacers. I think Hendricks would be drafted higher with his type of play. The eighth pick, I ironically said Anthony Black also. Number nine for the Jazz, I go Grady Dick on that one. He's liked. He's a shooting guard. They need a shooter. They need somebody around there that can help that team get to that level. I say it would be Grady Dick. Just another score on their team. The Mavs, Derek Lively. Now, NBA draft room said Anthony Black also for number eight for the Wizards. The Utah Jazz would take Bilal Coulibaly, who's a guy he compares to Gerald Green, baby Giannis. I see why he go there. 6'8", 195, lots of athleticism, a very talented player. We'll talk about him. He'll probably let's see if he drops on my draft. Because I'm doing all this head on just by looking at the team, thinking about what they got, and looking at NBA draft room's picks. So I say Derek Lively because I feel like Jaden Hardy's in the plains with Kyrie Irving. Luka Doncic and Christian Wood, you get them Derek Lively, that would give them a complete starting five with a defensive guy, athletic, put him with Kyrie Irving. Jaden Hardy is going to be a heck of a player, man. This team could really be, I predict this team to be a top three
in the West next year if Irvin comes and they get Hardy and them running. And if they make this pick, it's definitely – if they make this pick for Derek Lively, they're going to be a top three team. Get them a defense. That's all they need is an athletic guy. He's Tyson Chandler 2.0 because he can do so much more. He can hit the three. It's going to be something to see just how good he becomes, knowing that he can hit that three-point shot. He's a scary prospect. He at one time was number one in the country, but the thing is his evolution, what he's added to his game, and that's scary. Same thing with Oscar Tshiebwe, saying his name right, center for Kentucky. I'm always getting names wrong right now, but he's been a big-time prospect since high school, and he's hitting threes. These big guys hitting threes are scary. If they're animals in the post, great rebounders, and they can hit threes, that's going to make this league. That's why I say people always talk about backing the rules and all that. These guys can hit them. They can hit them. Ain't no such thing as they couldn't hit them if the rules was different. These is big guys. We're talking about seven-footers. Then who's going to guard these seven-footers? Who's going to guard them? With any rules, who's going to guard seven-footers hitting threes? Then if guys have range just far back from the three-point line, how are we guarding these guys? All right. That's all I want to say. Now, Magic draft again. After me saying the Magic and who they get with Amen Thompson, now you get different. Now you can get... You can get a little different now. It's real with Amen Thompson. There is no other guard you're getting. And things get different. I think Bilal Calabi is the pick right there. That's when you get him. A talent you can have develop. That's the guy. Bilal Calabi. Excuse me, I'm saying that wrong. Koulibaly. He's a guy out of France. Played with the Metropolitans. I mean, length, explosion. Great athlete, a guy who's going to learn. He's playing real good right now, and he's rising up draft board, so that would be a real good pick. And this Orlando team, there's so much young talent on these teams. 12, you're looking at the Thunder. What would you do for – I think Jordan Hawkins is it. Or, Keontae George. I wouldn't pick Hawkins over George. Just wouldn't do that. I think you get as many shooters and scorers as possible when you got Chet Holmgren and you got a Josh Giddey and then you got an all-star and Shawn Gilgeous-Alexander. You get as many shooters as possible. And if you're getting Keontae George, it's crazy. You get him off the bench, that'll make your bench unbelievable. You know, unless there's a key guy. I see Kasan Wallace could be a guy you can get because he got the defense to back up Giddey. But you're looking at where you could put a Keontae George in different lineups with his length as a scorer. Also going to the Raptors will be the next pick. The Raptors, you just got to go, Kasan Wallace is it. That's the pick. Keontae George, I said, will be the pick for the Thunder. And Grady Dick was supposed to be the pick. Also, going back, the Magic was supposed to be Jordan Hawkins. And then say Jordan Hawkins. Amen Thompson for the Magic. Then I say... Bilal Koulibaly, the French star, it will be the 11th pick for the Magic. When Jordan Hawkins was the pick for NBA draft from, Grady Dick was the pick for the Thunder. Instead of that, I went with Keontae George, and now we're at the Raptors, which we agree on Kasan Wallace. I do feel like with Fred VanVleet being a subject of where he's going to go, the best thing to start a team and available at this position would be a point guard. It'd be Kasan Wallace, a good defender, good, tough player. The Pelicans. That was supposed to be Derek Lively. The Pelicans, there's so many different ways they can go. But there's a lot of guys available at this position. A lot of guys available. I don't know if you pass on the Jordan Hawkins at this point in the draft. I just don't feel like you pass on a Jordan Hawkins. I mean, you're looking at the Pelicans, what they have, what do you do? Like, where do you go? But there are a lot of places you can go. A lot of places you can go with the Pelicans.
The big thing there, I would say, in that instance, looking at some guys and who I'm naming, who I think you go for, maybe you can go for Leonard Miller. Now you're looking at guys because your starting five is a little bit figured out, but Nick Smith Jr. is a hell of a pick you don't want to pass on. You just don't want to, and Jordan Hawkins is there. I said I want to join, but Nick Smith Jr., you go for that talent. A guy that got a top five talent in a draft that fell down. You go get a guy like that. There's no question with guys like Ingram, guys like Williamson. You got McCollum on this team, but that talent right there, you don't pass on that talent. If you come here with a talent like that, they can come off the bench. You keep a talent like that, they can come off the bench. I think Nick Smith Jr. would be the pick for the Pelicans. Now, that's it. That is the lottery. So we're talking about a lot of good players that got chosen in the lottery, from Nick Smith Jr. to Grady Dick to Keontae George, you know, and who I feel like you just don't pay. Jordan Hawkins is the one guy out of the top picks of the lottery that fell out, and then Keontae George replaces him to me. I don't think Keontae George can be replaced by Jordan Hawkins' talent, as good as Hawkins is. George is doing this as a freshman. Now he's lighting things up as a freshman. We're looking at Jordan Hawkins. He was 55th ranked out of 2021 class. Fourth ranked shooting guard. Came out there great, DeMatha Catholic. Had guys like, you know, Justin Moore, Hunter Dickinson. Very talented high school. You look at Keontae George, where he was ranked at out of his class. I mean, he was one of the top guys. He was number 9 ranked, all right? He's the top shooting guard, third in Texas. In 2022, that was the next year. Two different type of dogs. Okay, you look at how Jordan Hawkins started. Jordan Hawkins started in his freshman year. He only had around 15 minutes a game, and he was shooting 35% from the field, 33% from three, and he still shot 82% from the free throw line. I'm going to tell y'all, when a person can shoot 82% from the free throw line, they can shoot better with their three-pointers and field goals. That's just how it is. Next year, he shot 88% from the field and was 38% from three and 40%. This is the year he's being, you know, drafted on now. 16 points a game. Won a title. You know, that was the big thing. Him winning the title and what he did in the title game put him up there, kind of like Dante DiVincenzo. Even though DiVincenzo numbers was better shooting, but Hawkins is a beast as a sophomore. He's living up to his standard. Keontae George, from the gate, 28.6 minutes. He shot low at 37%, and he shot low at 33% from three. 79% from free throw line, shot 15 points a game, 4 rebounds a game. Now you can go to a person that they'll tell you, well, he would have scored the same amount if he would have got the same amount of minutes that he didn't get those same amount of minutes. He wasn't even valued as a freshman like that. So for a guy that was not also ninth ranked among his freshman class to a guy that was 55, I'm just telling you why the difference between what happened. But Hawkins, why he's on that level is because he was able to play at an elite level at a great time. They won a title. He was, if not the best, if next to Sonogo, he definitely was that dog. For them, they wouldn't have won. But George, from the start, the reason why George is so low now, same thing with Smith, Junior, George shooting low shooting percentage, you know, that's the only thing they're questioning right here. But his offensive arsenal, no, and you can have him come off the bench. He doesn't have to come in right away for you on a team. You can have him go ahead and just develop. He's going to be one of those players. He's going to be a great player to watch, and that's what I think out this team and what I feel like this team will do. With him on any team, with him on the team. And I think you just don't miss on Nick Smith Jr. That's another guy who I feel like should have definitely been in there. That's the guy who really gets Jordan Hawkins out of the lottery, Nick Smith Jr. I feel like you just don't
man, the type of player Nick Smith Jr. is, man. He got injured. He had to get back into the shuffle as a freshman. It is so great that a guy like Hawkins can spend. That's why it's so good for those second years. And I'm telling you, if Hawkins would not have, he would not be lottery considered if they didn't win their championship. We would not be talking like this. So this is, but that's the lottery. I feel like those are lottery guys. Grady Dick definitely has to be in the lottery. I think he's a guy that, he's just such an unbelievable, he's the best shooter in this draft to me. He's the best shooter in this draft. And he's a player to watch out for. Now we out, y'all. This is the NBA Draft from Edition. We will have the part two, which we will get to the rest of the draft, rest of the first round. You know, we'll talk, we'll break that down, some players that could possibly go in the first or go in the second round. And we'll talk some teams. We'll talk teams with multiple picks next time. We'll also talk the top young players in the draft, NBA draft from articles, man. We will talk basketball because it's that month. It's that month, man. So we out of here, y'all. This is Leader Johnson. I'm out with NBA draft from radio. Follow Leader.
I came to overcome before I'm going, come before I'm going. Then let now be born. Then let now be born. After that, I'll live forever. And after that, I'll live forever. You say never. You say never. History, not a mystery. Or memory. Not a mystery or memory. From the cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave. More than that. My mind was trapped, but I made a breakaway to change, take away the pain, to make the brain, to build my name.